You're listening to another episode of Larry Doesn't Play Here Anymore. Larry Doesn't Play Here Anymore is sponsored by Cheers, Make Your Own Wine. One cannot put a price on good food, good company, and of course, excellent wine. That's what Cheers offers to our wonderful community of Wasaga Beach. Excellent wine. Proudly serving our community since 2008. Cheers, Make Your Own Wine at 1344 Mosley Street, Wasaga Beach, Ontario, 705-429-8419. Hello, everyone. This is Bill Friday, and this is another edition of Larry Doesn't Play Here Anymore. And I have as my special guest today, Terry Welty, who a long time ago was a resident of Wasaga Beach. Terry, welcome to Beach Booster Studio.
Wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, Terry, let's start off from the beginning. You were teaching school in...
I was.
Where were you, first of all, teaching school?
I was teaching high school, and basically in the Brampton, Mississauga area. I worked with the Dufferin Peel School Board for 31 years. Mm. And decided to move up here with the family because we wanted to raise our kids in a small town. Had always been a summer visitor in our family cottage. And first of all, we moved into the family cottage till we realized it was way too small to raise two teenagers in as they got older. And ended up building a house here in the beach then.
Really? So did you retire from teaching at that point?
No, I didn't. I was still driving back and forth to Caledon East. About 18 years.
Wow. Okay.
And sometimes there were little problems getting home when the weather was bad. I actually spent one night in Cashtown Corners and in the gas station there.
Yeah. That gas station isn't there anymore.
No, but I spent the night there because the roads were closed and couldn't get any further.
Yeah, well, that can be pretty bad in the wintertime. No question about that.
Then I retired.
Mm-hmm.
And realized I was incredibly bored and took a job with Georgian College here in the Collingwood campus, and I taught academic upgrading here in the beach. Actually, I started the program here in Wasaga Beach, and I taught communications and math to people who wanted to go back to school.
Isn't that something? Now, yeah. Okay, so then you eventually retired
eventually,
from teaching.
That's right.
And then what happened?
Well, when we were 59, my husband had always said to me he wanted to live a more exciting life. And he always dreamed of being on a sailboat.
What's your husband's name, by the way?
Gabe.
Gabe, okay.
That's right. And I thought this was just, you know, how you make plans and you talk about things that never come true. And lo and behold, don't we go to a Lions event. So I really do blame the Lions Club for all my adventures right now.
Well, we blame the Lions for a lot of things.
For a lot of things in town. We were at an Oktoberfest party and silent auction. My husband bids on two life vests. And doesn't he get them? So there we are, two life vests, no boat. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe we'll buy a canoe. We haven't had a canoe for a long time. And he said, no, he wanted to have a sailboat. And I said, but we've never, ever sailed in our lives. And he said, but we can learn. So for his birthday, I bought him sailing lessons, thinking it'll get him out of his system and it'll be the end of it. He loved it. So then I took sailing lessons. And he came home one day and he said, I found this boat. And I'm thinking, oh, please help me. You found a boat. And he said, this one only costs $1,000. I went to see it. It wasn't a boat. It was a hull. And I said to him, no, this is silly. We're not going to do this. But he ended up buying the hull, worked on it, and realized you could never make a boat out of that hull. So he found another boat on the internet up in Kingston area,
mm-hmm.
and drove up there, took a look at it. And he said, well, it's 50 years old and it's 47 feet long. And I said, that's a little bigger than what we had ever talked about. And he goes, but it's such a great boat. So he put a real low-ball bid on it, and doesn't the guy accept it? So now we have a boat.
And did you bring that boat then to Collingwood? Or
no, we left it up there. It really wasn't able to go anywhere. Okay. The people who had owned it before us had run aground on some rocks in Lake Ontario. So my husband spent a year refurbishing the boat, and he did a beautiful job. It's a steel hull. He sanded it all down, had it all fixed, repainted it, did all the stuff on the engine. And there we were at 60 years of age. I decided I was going to retire. And we were going to take off.
Wow.
And we did.
David had retired by this
time. He'd already been retired for a few years. He worked in construction all his life, and his knees were not that good anymore.
Yes. All right. So the adventure begins.
Yes.
And then what happened?
October 2nd, we sailed out across Lake Ontario.
What year was this? How long ago was
this? 2012.
2012.
That's right.
Yes.
And there we were. We crossed Lake Ontario. I had never thought I would be seasick.
Was there a motor on this boat?
There is a motor.
Yes.
She has wonderful sails, but she has 120 horsepower Lehman engine, Ford engine. It's the same kind that the double-decker buses in England had. And she was a good, solid boat. She was built for the North Atlantic. So we knew we had a good product here. And we headed out October 2nd. Everyone said, you're running a little late in the year. And we thought, well, that's fine. We can still scoot down. Everything's still open. And we did. We did 30 locks going down the system and did great. Came out in New York City. And that was a pretty exciting thing to do.
Okay, so you were in Kingston.
Yep, sailed across.
You went across Lake Ontario to where?
To New York State.
Yeah, Oswego.
Oswego.
Yes.
And then we went through the Erie system and went through 30 locks with a 47-foot boat, the two of us.
Wow.
Which was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
We only lost one light, and that's when I got bashed against the side of one of the walls because it had been pretty windy. So we think we've made it. We've come out in New York City. Everything has gone well. We haven't hit anything. We haven't run aground anywhere. We've done a great job. And we hit New Jersey.
And what happened there?
Well, we're watching and tracking Hurricane Sandy. And we end up in a place called Sandy Hook, New Jersey, which we thought we'd be safe there. And everybody told us, get out of here. There's no protection. So we headed out to the Atlantic. And the waves got worse and the wind got worse. And we finally pulled into a little inlet called Barnegat Light in New Jersey, where some wonderful American people helped us get the boat battened down. And we tried to outrun Sandy, but couldn't. It was 1,000 kilometers. It's a huge storm. There was no way we were going to outrun it.
It was a huge storm. No question about that. Yes.
And so there we were in a very small little place in New Jersey with a sailboat and nothing else. So some wonderful Americans came and said, look, we'll drive you to a grocery store. You have to get stocked up because you need to get out of here. You can't stay. The Coast Guard evacuated all of us and said, everybody out. And we ended up in a hotel with a bottle of scotch, two bottles of wine, and some stuff to make sandwiches with. And we survived in our hotel room then for about 3 or 4 days.
Were you worried about your boat at this time?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because we had tied her off. They had warned us there was going to be a huge storm surf coming in. And we knew that if she broke loose, she'd be gone. And my husband had tied that boat up. It looked like a spider web. We had nothing but rope running everywhere, and we had to account for the boat rising and falling. So, of course, we don't know anything. At this point, we are sailors for an entire month. And so it was an experience.
But you got a lot of help from other people.
We did.
I'm sure.
Lots of advice.
Yes.
People would stand around and go, I think you shouldn't be tying it like this.
I know. I know exactly what you're saying.
That's right. Yes. So that's what we did. We tied her off, and then we had to leave. The Coast Guard said, everybody out. We left. And spent 4 days in a hotel with our scotch and our wine and our insurance policy for our boat, which we read a few times.
Yeah, you said, is this covered? I wonder.
Exactly, because we didn't know what could happen. Could we have minimal damage when we went back, or was the boat going to be totally gone?
Yes.
And we spent a horrible night when the hurricane fully hit. The transformers were exploding all night, so you could hear the explosions and sirens going all night. And then we had no power. Everything was gone. We were in the dark. And we were up in this motel for a few days because it had flooded and we couldn't get out. So luckily the water went down because we were totally out of food at this point. It was looking pretty desperate and the scotch bottle was empty too.
that's really serious.
That was serious, very serious stuff. Yeah. But we did get back to the boat. We had no way to get there. We walked 5 kilometers to get back to where the boat was, thinking we're going to get there and see she would be gone. But she was there. We could see her mast in the distance.
And it was in good shape.
A reasonably good shape. We had scratches and we had gouges in our... We have teak railing all around the boat.
Yes.
And the ropes had gouged into this teak railing. And we repaired most of it, but we left one as a battle scar. And she was wet and we had water inside, but we dried everything out and the boat next to us was not that lucky. It sank.
Oh my.
It came up and hit the cleats on the dock and ripped a hole in the bottom and she went down. So having a steel hull makes us slower, but at that point, it saved the boat.
All right, so you cleaned up after that.
That's right.
And how long did it take you to clean up on it?
We were there in New Jersey about 3 weeks. The Coast Guard had closed the entire coast down because there were live wires everywhere and gas leaks everywhere. Mm. And all of the markers for getting out of the channels had disappeared.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So we couldn't get out.
Yeah, right.
And so we had that to deal with. But we were lucky because we were on a boat. We had power from our generator. We had water in our tank. We were better off than a lot of the locals because they had no power and no water.
Yeah, they had nothing.
They had nothing. So we're living in the boat and we'd run the generators to try and keep it warm enough because unfortunately we got a cold snap then and it snowed on top of the boat. So that's actually an insult because a sailboat should never have snow on it. It's just wrong. It's totally wrong.
Well, even new sailors knew that. Is that right?
And but we did survive it, cleaned her up, dried her out the best we could, and finally got back out to the Atlantic. But it did take us 3 weeks. So now we're into November, and we're out in the Atlantic, heading south, because we know as soon as we get far enough south, we'll be okay. And we got as far as Ocean City, Maryland, and hit 2 nor'easters back to back.
Oh, my goodness sake.
So we tried to get out of Ocean City one day, and the fishing boats were coming back in. That's never a good sign. As we're heading out, one of the fishermen says to us, "It's a mite breezy out there today." And he said, "Turn around and go back."
And you did?
We did, and we stayed in Ocean City, Maryland, till American Thanksgiving. Which was
very... Wow, that's like about 3 weeks after
that. That's right. We were stuck there as well. Mm-hmm. And we met some...
So how do you like sailing so far?
I was ready to take the boat out of the water, put it on the hard and say, "We'll try next year and we'll fly to the Bahamas." That was my plan. My husband said, "No, we can do this." And we met some more sailors that had come in out of the storm as well. And we buddied up with them and got ourselves as far as Norfolk, Virginia, which was an event in itself because there you're dodging those aircraft carriers. We crossed the bay there, and they do try and warn you that they're coming, but the wake they throw is phenomenal.
Really? Yeah. So that is a naval area down there.
That's right.
So after all of this, you still wanted to carry on. Well, you wanted to get into some warmer weather, of course.
We figured as soon as, if we'd get to Florida, we'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. The first year, we got as far as the Keys, and we spent a lovely winter down in the Keys.
Mm-hmm.
And we met lots of sailors, and we heard their stories. And no one could believe that we'd already had a hurricane our first season out sailing. We meet people who've been sailing 40 years and never had a hurricane. Never had one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And especially when they learned we were brand new sailors, they all went, "What?" They couldn't believe that's what we had done.
So. Wonderful. That's a wonderful story, but I'm sure that there's more coming here now.
Oh, well, we had more fun. That year we left the boat in Florida and decided we were really going to do some traveling. My husband is Austrian. And both of our kids right now are living in Vienna and working there. Our daughter's going to the University of Vienna.
Really? Yeah.
That's right. And we went over to visit the kids, and we were staying with them. And we ended up buying a 200-year-old inn in Austria, which we thought we would give us a nice base, and we decided we were going to refurbish that. My husband is a carpenter by trade, and he says, how hard can this be? So we started doing that. And then we closed it up, left it.
Another adventure here.
Another adventure.
Wow.
So we learned to deal with a new type of bureaucracy and building codes and everything else.
And do you still have that in?
Yes, we do. Really? We spent 6 months then in Austria, and then headed back to go sailing, picked up our boat in Florida in November, and we decided we were going to sail to Guatemala.
So now how do you get to from there to Guatemala?
Well
you got to go around.
Well, we ended
the
up
tip
going.
Of Florida.
We did. We took it all the way down, and then we sailed it to the coast of Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And from Cuba, we then headed across to Mexico.
Did you land in Cuba? Did you?
No, we didn't. Mm-hmm. We did a 4-day straight through sail, and the last 12 hours we had heading across to Mexico. Don't we run into another storm? And
was this a hurricane?
No, this was just a regular, what they called us was a regular storm, but we were out in open water, and we were getting beaten on the side with about 14-foot waves that were washing over our cockpit. We were both pretty wet, and we were harnessed on, and we survived that last bit into Mexico, and we stayed in a lovely little place called Isla Mujeres, off the coast of Cancun, and we spent some time there.
Time of year was that?
That was at the beginning of December.
Mm-hmm.
So normally the weather should be pretty good, and we had 3 good days of sailing, but the 4th day really deteriorated. And then we spent some time there just to recover.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, yeah.
And I'm thinking from now on it can only get better.
Mm-hmm.
And we did sail down the coast of Mexico then into Belize, and we hit Belize, loved it. It is one of the most beautiful places. It is really a paradise on earth.
So this boat now has taken you basically all over the world, hasn't it?
Well, just in the time we've had it, we've sailed almost 8,000 kilometers in our boat. And we did hit Guatemala that year and spent some time in Guatemala. And it's a lovely country. We love the people down there. It is just beautiful. You do need to be careful. There's some pretty dangerous areas there.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a little marina that is full of other sailors. And we spent a wonderful winter there and got to know people there and lived a very different lifestyle than I ever would have expected.
All right. So now you've bought a boat. You've sailed certainly around North America and part of South America.
Yeah.
And you bought an inn in Austria.
That's right.
Don't you ever stay still for a little while?
I have a husband who, if he sits down, gets bored. So our best thing is to keep each other going. And one of the things we realized is we enjoyed working together on both the boat and the inn, and they've become our projects. A lot of people who go out on these sailing adventures either love it or they hate it. It's very quickly decided.
It's very difficult at times getting along with each other, I'm sure.
Well, that's part of the adjustment. We realized that we'd either kill each other and they'd find our bodies on the boat, or there'd only be one of us left on the boat, or we would learn to get along really well, and you have to work together, because I'm responsible for his life and he's responsible for mine. If we get in trouble, we know we have to be able to save the other person. And we actually are closer now than we ever were. And we've certainly developed a whole new appreciation for marriage and what it actually means. So
sure.
It's been a wonderful experience.
So here we are sitting November of 2015
right.
In Wasaga Beach. What are you doing here?
I'm here visiting family and friends.
Oh.
I was a Kinect for 20 years. And I'm back visiting all my friends here in Wasaga Beach. And I still have a sister that lives in Toronto, so I'll be staying with her. And I visited friends from the school board, so I'm having a catch-up time.
Isn't it? And where is your husband?
My husband is in Guatemala painting the bottom of our boat. And it was decided that it would be much easier if I wasn't there, because the boat is out of the water on stilts, and I need to climb a ladder of about 25 rungs to get into the boat. Mm-hmm. And that's not the best way to live when you're sailors. So he's on the boat by himself. He's ripped up the inside and he's cleaning it up and he's painting the boat. And I'm going to go down there and join him when it's done, which is December 2nd, and we'll head out again.
Isn't that something? So you're going to head out in the boat again. But
that's right.
In the meantime, who are the friends that you're visiting here?
Well, I'm staying with John and Maureen Nolasco, who I've been friends with many, many, many years. And we had a little get-together last night with a lot of our Canets that I haven't seen for quite a while. And trying to catch up with some of the neighbors I had when I lived here in the beach. And it's been wonderful. I've been over at the college to see everybody at the college.
So you're having some renewals here.
I am, because I do miss my friends from the beach.
I'm sure you do.
We had a lot of happy years living here at the beach.
But you also probably keep in touch with them somehow through a blog, maybe. Is that right?
I do some Skyping, and I've also written a blog that people have followed.
What is that blog?
A blog is basically a writing on the computer of all the things that have happened to us, and I post pictures along with the blog.
Oh, could you give us the address of the blog?
It's sailmichellem.blogspot.com. Oh, at blogspot.com.
At or dot? Blog.
It's at blogspot.com.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Okay. All right.
And I did that and ended up having 25,000 people who were reading my writings. So that was pretty interesting for me, too, as well.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of people who would love to have the adventures that you have. And they're probably reading about it and hoping that one day that they can do the same.
I think a lot of people dream about doing a lot of these things. And one of the interesting things about my family is all the women in my family have never lived to be 60. They've all died in their 50s and died reasonably young. So when we hit 60, my husband said, "Hey, you've already beat the odds. Let's go sailing." So we headed out and we decided we were just going to live and do the things we always wanted to do and not worry about it.
And so from here on, what is the story? What are the plans?
Our plans this year are to spend Christmas down in Guatemala. We have met two lovely Guatemalan families who work for us when we're down there and help my husband out. And they've invited us for Christmas this year. So instead of turkey, we'll be having tamales and hot chocolate for Christmas. And I also do some work with an orphanage down there. And we get Christmas presents together, just like Toys for Kids here in the beach. I did that for a long time. And now I'm working with a group of sailors down in Guatemala, and we do the same thing down there for one of the orphanages.
Isn't that great? That
yeah,
is
it's
really
wonderful.
So,
there's no point in buying Christmas presents. There's no place to put stuff, so we might as well buy presents for others.
You can't have a 10-foot tree, I
know, absolutely not. I have a blow-up palm tree, which we use, and I hang ornaments from that.
That's good. Yeah. That'll do the job.
And we'll be probably catching fish. And having some fish.
Okay, so now after Christmas, after New Year's.
Yeah. Heading out to Roatan, which is an island chain off the coast of Honduras. Mm-hmm. And we'll be spending some time there. And then we'll be heading back to Belize because my husband does scuba diving. And there's some great diving there along the coral reef. It's the second biggest coral reef in the world after Australia. So there's some excellent diving. And then we'll head north. We're hoping to go up to Cuba this year and spend some time in Cuba.
Scuba diving at age what, 62?
He's 63. Yes.
Scuba diving.
Yes.
And do you scuba dive?
No, I snorkel.
Okay.
For me, getting down underneath the water, I get a little claustrophobic, but he loves it.
Yeah.
So he's still doing that, plus which it helps him do repairs under the boat. He needs to be able to get under the boat when it's in the water.
Well, you can't do any sanding or anything like that.
No, but once in a while, sometimes something gets plugged up.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. And we have a nice little swim platform off the back, and that's where we do our showering, and everything
isn't that great?
We live outside, basically.
All right. So now are you planning at all to bring the boat back up into Ontario ever?
Yes, we do. We've talked about it a lot, and we've actually thought of bringing the boat back up into Canada. And bringing it back this way, and then we'd always have a permanent place to be here when we're in Ontario. And it would provide a wonderful summer place for us. Oh, it does come out of the water here. Unfortunately, the sailing season in Ontario is a little bit shorter than it is in other parts of the world.
No question about that. But the adventures that you and your husband have had is something that people dream about. And packing up and going and getting away on a sailboat, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And your story is something that I hope everybody is listening to, and perhaps they can let us know if they want to get in touch with you.
And
we'll get them in touch with you. So, Terry, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me in.
And enjoy your stay here in Wasaga Beach and in Toronto. And do say hello to your husband. I know him right now.
Well, he's a pretty easy guy to live with. And I'm trying to be as easy as I can as well to live with.
All right. Now, we're going to follow you on your blog.
That's right.
We'll do that. And perhaps we can get in touch with you somehow and do another broadcast a little bit later on when you're down there.
That would be wonderful.
And I want to let you know also, if you go to beachboosterradio.com, you can get that anywhere in the world.
Well, so Maureen's already helped me find it, and we've already been listening to you.
Okay. Well, that's good. Thanks again, Terry.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's another edition of Larry Doesn't Play Here Anymore. Listening to Beach Booster Radio.